This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The ACLU of Texas has filed a third lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of hanging the Ten Commandments in public schools. Our Tom Perumian joins me live now. Tom, I understand some Houston area schools are caught up in the litigation. Is that right?
That's right, Matt. The new case on behalf of 18 families has been brought against 16 school districts, including in Katy, Clear Creek, Deer Park, Pearland, and Magnolia's ISDs. Bolstered by wins in two separate cases, the ACLU is joining with Americans United for the Separation of Church and State and the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They claim displaying the commandments is a violation of First Amendment rights. In response, Attorney General Ken Paxton says his office will defend school districts targeted and taking legal action against school districts not complying with the order to display the commandments as directed by SB 10.
All right, Tom. The Trump administration has announced it is halting the processing of immigration requests by Afghan nationals indefinitely following the shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. last week. Our Andrew Schneider says the move creates significant uncertainty for many Afghans who have settled in Greater Houston.
Tens of thousands of Afghan nationals who previously helped the U.S. war effort in their country could now face years-long setbacks in their efforts to attain asylum, let alone permanent legal status. That's according to Houston-based attorney Ali Zachariah.
I think the sentiment that the government had initially that, you know, these are the people that helped the U.S. government for over 20 years and that we should be helping them now, that sentiment has disappeared over time and more definitively with the shooting in Washington, D.C.
According to the Migration Policy Institute, Afghan immigration to the United States has more than quadrupled since 2010, with much of the increase coming since the fall of Kabul to the Taliban in 2021. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
Houston-based oil company Citgo will be acquired by Amber Energy for $5.9 billion. Citgo's parent company is owned by the Venezuelan government and is being sold to pay off its debts. J.P. Duffy is an international arbitration partner at the law firm Bracewell.
This is part of a long-running legal dispute that's been going on for many, many years now.
And it could continue. According to Reuters, Venezuelan's vice president says the country rejects the sale. And the owners of Camp Mystic in the Hill Country have announced sweeping changes following the deadly flooding disaster that occurred back in July. 25 campers and two teenage counselors died. The camp says it will install four flood water monitors, two-way radios in each cabin able to receive national weather alerts, and high-capacity electric generators to keep the lights on at critical areas of the camp, camp offices, and dining areas. This is in addition to the mandated safety laws passed by the state legislature this year. There are ongoing lawsuits filed by victims' families. For more news, you can head to our website. That's HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.